The Girl Who Became Queen by Tigress Wolf, read by Miss Marina 95. Fandom: Beauty and the Beast 1991, Disney. There were a dozen differing accounts of the day Belle came home. Well, the gossips say home, like that's what the town was. But everyone knows Belle was never really a part of the place. She was always meant for something more, something greater. Some say the man who came with her was a lord, or a wizard, or even a king missing his throne. Eyes followed Belle everywhere she went that day, leading her companion by the hand. She smiled the whole time, a new smile, one that no one watching had ever seen before. She laughed. She'd never looked so beautiful, and that's saying something. Her companion, he rarely took his eyes off her. But when he did, oh, it was frightening, that glare. No one dared approach, his countenance was so fierce. The only one who spoke to the man with Belle was the bookkeeper, and that was to simply discuss Belle's love of books. She browsed the shelves while they talked, and the stranger actually smiled at some of the tales the bookkeeper shared. Later, the bookkeeper would tell his closest friend that he'd never seen a man look so beautiful, the way Belle's companion smiled. After that day, Maurice's house stood empty, and none of them ever saw Belle again. Word came, though, that a long-lost prince had been crowned in the next country over, and that his wife had started a literacy program for everyone. And her father, oh, he had the craziest inventions, and yet almost all of them worked. Their Belle had always been meant for greatness. And in time, she was a legend in town, the simple girl who became queen. The end.